Track 3, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz. Here we go again, the moment when we feel that we're back in the classroom being put on the spot about something we should have revised the night before. The only good thing is that Sam sounds much more jolly than any of my teachers ever did. Off we go with the questions then, Sam.
Well, welcome to the All About Norfolk quiz for the month of May. Now, thanks to everyone who contacted us about last month's quiz and how much they enjoyed it. And I hope we will have that reaction this month. But before we begin, I'd like to dedicate this month's big quiz to a very special person who's been listening to Chatterbox for over 40 years and particularly loves Just Talk, saying it's up there with the professionals like Radio Norfolk. Well, this lovely man celebrated his Ruby wedding anniversary the Sunday before last. So, do you know who you are yet? Well, a big hand, please. A round of applause, cue drum roll to Steve Carrington and his lovely wife of 40 years and counting, Roz. Well, they invited me to have morning coffee with them last week. I took freshly baked cheese scones and, get this, also some fresh catnip for their gorgeous cat, Mr. Blossom. Yep, they're cat lovers too, quelle surprise. So, Steve, Roz and the redoubtable Mr. Blossom, this is for you. Now, as usual, I will read out the 10 questions. Remember, they are split into 5 sets of 2 questions on a given subject. For example, 2 questions on nature or folklore. Well, I may repeat one or two as some have unusual names in them. The answers will be given on a later track where I repeat the question too. Well, that's out of the way now, so let's get cracking. Now, in this set of 10 questions, we will hear about Marsh Harriers, Rollsby and St. Winold's Day, amongst other subjects. So on your marks, get set. In history, question 1. How do we know Vikings settled on the Isle of Fleg? Now, that's the Isle of Fleg. And question 2. What was built in Norfolk in 2049 BC? Well, that's a long time ago. Weren't City in the Premiership then? Oh, have I said that before, Tim? Now, on the subject of folklore, question 3. What is the name of the gift giver who visits Norfolk children on February the 14th? And question 4. How and where is St. Winold's Day celebrated? And in nature, and question 5, what is the name of the bird known in Norfolk as the Norfolk plover, the thickney or the wailing heath chicken? And question 6, what is the name for a large group of birds swirling through the sky as they prepare to roost? And on to the Broads. Well, that's not a group of old gals. So, question 7, what are Rollsby, Ormsby and Filby Broads known as together? And question 8. From where can you float on a falcon or a marsh harrier? And our final category is places. And question 9 is, where was Little Yarmouth? And our final question, question 10, may take a couple of attempts to say correctly, so bear with me, please. What links Hearth, near Cologne, Skowane, near Krakow, Nizavad, near Rotterdam, and Les Ulis, near Paris. That's near Paris. So that will surely have taught us a lot. And yes, like not to start answering a quiz about things you don't know, hey? But seriously, though, we do get to learn a lot about Norfolk from these questions. And if you have enjoyed and been educated, why not let us know? Well, I'll be back later. Cheerio for now.
Thank you, Sam. That was certainly quite taxing. I'm not sure that I know the answers to any of those questions. Maybe I need a bit more time. We shall see.